This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Brian Mitchell Perry. Date of birth, April the 16th, 1961. Case ID number is 429-2285. Date of exam, December the 15th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Tropical Texas Behavior Health Center, dated 6/9/2022. Identifying information. This is a 61-year-old widowed male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of herniated disc of the cervical and lumbar spine with neuropathy, comma, history of COVID-19, comma, and major depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2008, where he worked at a car and boat repair center for 35 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a halfway house, and he's not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, herniated disc of the cervical and lumbar spine with neuropathy. The claimant states that in 2015, he developed neuropathy of his lumbar sacral back and cervical spine area. He does have a history of being in 3 motor vehicle accidents where he was hit by cars while ambulating. He states the character of the pain is an aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back and cervical spine area. The claimant denies any pain radiating down to his legs. No surgeries have been performed. His limitations include being able to walk 2 miles, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 25 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assisted devices he uses at this time. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, and walking to Walmart, which is a mile away. His physician at this time is Dr. Donna Cooper. He denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on gabapentin 100 milligrams TID and cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams QD, which he states does give him relief. He was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease of the lumbar sacral back area and cervical spine with neuropathy. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation. The claimant states also in 2015, because of the motor vehicle accidents, he dislocated his right shoulder and his right knee in an accident. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and no fractures or other problems were noted with his knee or shoulder. X-rays were negative. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels it mostly in the evening. As noted earlier, his limitations include being able to walk 2 miles, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, He was a skillet, sweeper, room, buttoned his clothes, and lived approximately 25 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his doctor is Dr. Cooper, Donna Cooper. He is presently on cyclobenzaprine, 10 milligrams QD, and gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID. He does routine physical activity since he is living in a halfway house. Allegation number two, COVID-19. The claimant states that he's had COVID-19 twice, once in 2019 and another time in 2021. He states he developed bronchitis during that time. His shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, and climbing one flight of stairs. He states that occasionally he has shortness of breath while he's talking and that sometimes when he's resting. The claimant does have a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 35 years. The claimant was treated in Navasota in Texas since he was in a penitentiary close to Houston. He was hospitalized for one day in 2021 and then dismissed. He denies being intubated and denies using inhalers, steroids, or oxygen at this time. He was diagnosed with COVID-19 times two, and he has healed completely. Allegation number three, major depressive episode. The claimant states that in 2015, he started to develop severe depression secondary to his condition and multiple problems in his life. He lost his wife in 2012 from cirrhosis of the liver and states that he started to have decreased memory, decreased appetite, where he lost 36 pounds, insomnia, crying spells, and severe anxiety. He states that he has no suicidal ideation or suicidal attempts, but states that he was a drug abuser secondary to feeling severe depression and felt at times that he would try to commit suicide by taking a drug overdose, although he never attempted anything like that. He has difficulty in concentration and decreased energy. He was in prison for 20 years for 5 DWIs and states he has a tendency to sleep a lot. At the present time, he's taking escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD. And hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QD for his condition. He states that he's a little better at this time, but is still having trouble in stabilizing his life. Family history, his father died at the age of 82 from sepsis, heart problems, hypertension. He also had diabetes mellitus. His mother is alive at 83 and she has diabetes mellitus. Medical problems, escitalopram, 10 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, hydroxyzine, hydrochloride, 25 milligrams QD, mupirocin, 2% PRN is needed, clindamycin, QD, 1% PRN, santal ointment, 250 milligrams PRN is needed, simvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, vitamin B12 shot, Q month, vitamin D, 50,000 units, Q week, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 40 milligrams QD, Humulin, 70-30, 60 units sub-Q QAM and 30 units sub-Q PM. Linzess, 290 milligrams QD. Janumet, 100 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams QD. Cyclobin Supreme, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, bradycardia, comma, skin cancer of the left ear area with excision, secondary to basal cell carcinoma, comma, hypertriglyceridemia, comma, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 10.4, which is poorly controlled, comma, cervical spine and lumbar spine neuropathy, comma, atherosclerosis with coronary vascular disease, 31.2%, comma, major depressive episode, comma, obesity, comma, and diabetic dermatitis, comma. Major surgeries, prostate surgery in 2018, as well as excision of a left ear skin cancer. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 35 years. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but has had seizure disorders secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, and methamphetamines. The last time he used these substances was in 2012. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 171 pounds. Height, 5 feet 8 inches. BP, 162 over 92 mmHg. Heart rate, 74 beats per minute. Respiration, 16 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 97%. BMI, 26. General, this is a 61-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant does use glasses for reading. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page? X-rays of the right hip and pelvis area, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to poorly controlled insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus and major depression. Probable diagnoses, herniated disc of the cervical spine and lumbar sacral spine with neuropathy, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records. Number two, COVID-19 has been treated and his condition has resolved and he is better at this time. Number three, major depressive episode being treated with medications for anxiety. The claimant appears to be better controlled at this time and appears to be functioning at a better rate. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Brian Mitchell Perry.